Fred Film Radio from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 76th Venice Film Festival. I'm in company of Benedict Andrews, director of Seaberg, of the competition here at the festival. Welcome.
Thank you.
So I have to say that I want to start with maybe a strange question. I have to say that I checked Gene Seaberg's life on, you know, on internet, just to know something more about their private life, more their career. And it's written that she killed herself with an overdose of drugs and stuff. And then, but in the film, you let understand that it's not that simple. So how did you find out about that, and how did you introduce this part in the story?
Well, I mean, the film ends about 8 years before her suicide. Today is the day, 40 years ago, that she disappeared. Literally, 40 years ago today. And she was found, she disappeared on the 29th of August, and then she was found 8 or 10 days later on the 8th of September in her car, in her the backseat of her Renault on the Rue de Genre à Paris in Paris. And there is some mystery surrounding her death. There have been various theories that perhaps she was murdered either by somebody who knew her or as part of a broader conspiracy for her activism. We only touch upon this. We don't show the last 8 years of her life. In the movie, tragically, we do show a suicide attempt, and there is a this is something that happened in the same same time of her life. I also understand that she did apparently, in the final 8 years of her life, there were other moments where she tried to commit suicide. What we look at in this period of Jean's life is someone who had an incredible life force and an enormous joie de vivre, an incandescent soul. She was very open. She was very compassionate. And this person came under a kind of pressure that nobody should really come under from her own government. Because of really, she's not somebody who's trying to overthrow the government. She's donating money to a school. She's donating money to activist causes such as the Black Panthers because she wants to make a difference and she believes she wants to have a more just society. So the movie shows in this period of Jean's life, under this intense and criminal pressure against her, what can happen to a person when their truth is destroyed. In the movie, we see after her attempted suicide in the movie ends on showing for Jean that she's survived to this point. She's got through that and she has an understanding of what's happened to her. The audience can discover what happened to her in the other years of her life. Her life is enormous and complicated, and the beginning, early years of her life would make at least one film, and the end years another one. Yeah. We look at a very, very specific window.
She really did a lot for being so young.
Yeah, this film doesn't try to tell the whole story as well. It just really looks at the drama and of the connection between her and the Black Power, but the Black Power activist Hakim Maki, and then the FBI operation on her.
I have to say that from the film, I found her to be very brave, despite, you know, showing even her weaknesses. And I was thinking, what do you think her courage came from?
It's interesting, isn't it? Like, on the one hand, I think she has an openness that comes from she has a big smile that they talk about she's from Iowa, from the American Midwest, and she has this big Midwestern smile. But then she also joined the NAACP, a civil rights organization, at the age of 14, and that's unusual for a white daughter of Iowa. She was thrust into the public spotlight at the age of 18 when she won a competition to play St. Joan for Otto Preminger. She suffered in a way under Preminger, who was quite a tyrannical director. But after that, she kept finding new situations for herself. She then ends up in the first film of Jean-Luc Godard in one of the most radical and essential pieces of 20th century similar in Abu Dussouf, in Breathless of Godard. So she keeps finding herself crossing boundaries, and she keeps finding herself in these new experimental situations. And I think when you watch her on the screen, when you watch Jean on screen, and when you watch Kristen play Jean, you see this in her eyes. And maybe that's also on a deep level what the film is about.
And that's why Kristen Stewart was so perfect.
Yeah, she has that same rawness and openness and is one of a kind like Jean.
Thank you so much, Benedict, for being here with us. And good luck with Seabrook.
Thank you very much.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 76th Venice Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider. Grazie.
Grazie mille.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.